With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Illusionoid.
So many people, we had to turn them away. First of all, give yourselves a round of applause for coming tonight. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Also, tonight, our good friend Lee Smart can't be here, so we have a Lee placement.
Yeah, the Lee placement. Lee is busy. He can't be here tonight, but he is watching from the blue area of the moon. But our Lee placement is none other than comedies. Paul Constable.
Yes. How are you, Paul Constable?
I'm okay. I'm fine. I'm fine. Oh, I'm totally fine.
That's great. I like that. You faked us up.
I was trying to do a joke there.
Oh.
Was it you were going for?
That's right. This bodes well for
that. I had no voice for a voice-heavy show.
That's good.
Remember that bit you used to do where the guy would sing like really low and then he would go, coming up next on stage? Remember that from Turco?
Yep.
Yeah, I should have learned from your lesson.
Was that my bit?
It was a bit that was forced upon you.
Okay.
All right.
And tonight on the keys with us, we always... over here, we have... what are he tonight? Is he Thanos the Mad Titan? Tonight?
Thanos the Mad Titan is on piano. If you have infinity gems...
Just keep them away.
Keep them away from Thanos.
Please,
there you go.
Please keep them away from Thanos.
Yeah,
we are going to have some guests for this first episode. So let's welcome to the stage. Roger Bainbridge is here, and Becky Johnson is here. And how are we going to get this title, Paul Bates? How are we going to get this title?
What's one word that you would might use to describe a way the world could end? Oh, it's three words. Tsunami of fire was three words. You could cut it down to fiery tsunami. That would still be two.
Fire wave.
But fire wave is a good one.
Fire wave.
Silently is also
all right. I'd take
preferable. But fire wave is the first thing we heard.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
I'll take fire wave.
One more. We need another suggestion. A location, a geographical location. It can be Terran bound or a stellar body. Firewave of the Bermuda Triangle.
All right,
that's the title.
That's the title of this episode.
Yeah,
Firewave of the Bermuda Triangle. Now, the other part of this is where Lee introduces the show, and Lee knows this off by heart, and we don't. So I'm gonna try and fight my way through this. So here goes.
Oh, how does it start?
In the distant future,
mankind will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad living computer called Illusionoid.
Right?
So far?
So far, so good.
Okay, great.
Hidden in an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly dangers to come. Will you heed his warnings? Move a little closer to the chrono stage. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you are about to hear may save mankind from the monstrous menace known as Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Oh! Can you hear me, Chronostage? I, the last man alive, in the known area of space-time, transmit to you, backwards. Not verbally backwards, but I transmit backwards, across the fourth dimension, to your longing ears. Warning of dangers, we've covered this. Hear me.
For
my warnings are dire. And time is of the essence. Although you wouldn't know it. Time is not of the essence at all. For everything's ended where I live. I could go on for hours. It wouldn't change a thing. For this is a warning of your future. You've got lots of time to mull it over. Think about this. In your future, the Bermuda Triangle will be considered dangerous. But for completely different reasons.
Gentlemen. Carlos.
Brandon.
Is Reginald here?
I'm here.
Ah, Reginald.
Interesting location.
Yes, the beach. I chose this beach for a reason.
I'm guessing it's not the brandy.
Brandy has not arrived. I've ordered the brandy. There's a wait staff is a little tardy with the brandy.
All I see is rum. White rum, as far as the eye can see. I told you, Carlos, I come for brandy.
I'm okay with the rum.
Thank you, Reginald.
Reginald's okay with
Reginald,
the rum.
I'm glad you're okay with the rum.
Reginald has a weakness.
For rum?
For alcohol.
Oh. Any alcohol. I actually drank from a mouthwash bottle earlier this morning, so my breath smells fantastic, but I'm a bit dizzy.
I was going to say your breath does smell minty fresh.
Why is he still in the inner circle?
Ah, our brand has arrived. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Not a problem.
Seems to be from the same part of England I am.
And for you?
I'll take some brandy, Geoffrey.
Say when.
That will do. Thank you, Geoffrey. I brought Geoffrey with me, Carlos. Oh, Geoffrey is mine.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Wow, rum and brandy together.
You know what they say? Liquor and liquor, you won't be sick, sir.
Oh, I had not heard that rhyme.
My father said it.
Oh.
Then he left.
Is that all you need me for just at the moment?
That will do for now, Geoffrey, but please stay nearby.
Ooh, always.
Gentlemen, I brought you to the beach for a reason to drink brandy, and in your case, brandied rum.
Mm-hmm.
It's time. It's happening. The fire wave is on the way.
Is that band from the 1970s that once opened for Lighthouse at the Ontario Place in Toronto, Ontario?
That's a different Firewave.
Oh, I like them. Lots of concept albums,
they had
great
a couple of,
covers.
A couple of decent hits.
Yes.
What was the big win hit was Life on the Run or something?
Life on the Run, look out. Life on the Run, look out.
Very
that,
good, yes.
33 minutes.
Yes, but the fire wave is on the way here. It's actually on the way here all at once. It's coming, and there's nothing we can do.
Nothing we can do?
Well, I mean...
Carlos, we formed this inner circle, you, Reginald, and I, to prevent this disaster in some way.
Yes, the secret society of strange old men. We at the beach, we are here at the beach, but the prophecy says there has to be a woman. Or the fire wave cannot be prevented.
I know a woman.
Stop doing that to her.
Oh, sorry. Get out of the bag.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Why don't you introduce yourself to my fair friends?
My name is Amelia Earhart.
What? The missing pilot?
Just a coincidence.
Well, I can't be missing because you can see me.
Oh, you're right. The pilot?
Yes, thank you for not calling me a woman pilot.
Well, no, we've come quite far in these days, and you need...
I still call her a woman pilot. I enjoy it.
You kept her in a bag.
Yes, he called me that the whole time he shoved me in the sack.
This woman pilot doesn't look a day over 30. I don't understand.
Rum and brandy, my friend.
She's been preserved.
You've preserved her in alcohol.
And a bag.
I've become quite an addict.
Well... Thank God there's a woman here. Now the prophecy can be fulfilled and the fire wave can be stopped.
Sorry, is that a glass of Burundi you're drinking?
Oh. Geoffrey. Yes. It was excellent pouring and running at the same time.
He's very prompt.
He's
a Burundi for the lady.
Is that Amelia?
They know each other.
You said you were going to disappear forever.
Well, I thought I was. And then a drunk man shoved me in a sack and dragged me here.
Of all the triangles in the world, you had to fly into mine.
So, Jeffrey, do you know this aviatrix?
I'm afraid I do, Master. She's my wife.
In ring only.
Huge burn.
Firewave.
Oh, yes, thank you. You're right. There's a firewave on the way. Jeffrey, we're going to need your wife's help to fulfill the prophecy and stop the firewave from destroying everything.
Well, nothing I've ever asked her to do has held her back from doing anything, so I don't know why you need my permission now. Hey, Amelia!
We live in a time of female independence, Jeffrey. I don't know why you have such a problem with it.
I'm sorry, Amelia, but we're not born in a time of female independence, and I still want to understand how you're here in the year 2214.
As do I.
Bags, rum, brandy.
Ah, but that doesn't explain me, does it? I should shut up about that.
Wait, no! Jeffrey, come back.
That's a very good question. The Burundi completely clouded my seeing it.
That was my next question, Jeffrey.
Well, it was all of our next questions. Let's not quibble about it.
I think every single one of us wanted to know the answer.
My next question was, who remembers Lighthouse, the great band from the 70s?
Reginald!
Reginald.
No, focus, please.
Focus, you're right.
Firewave.
No, is there a lighthouse here? Do you think light stops fire? I'm awfully drunk on a very bad mixed drink.
She's blue-skying some great ideas.
Let's make a bank out of bricks. Sorry, are we still blue-skying?
No.
Oh.
We're talking about the fire. Jeffrey, wait! We're losing... Jeffrey, explain.
Oh, well, it's quite simple. It's all been a secret. Master, you remember the day that I found myself at your door? I was shivering wet.
Yes.
Freezing.
You just crawled out of a wet bag. I remember the day very well. Naked, wet.
And you were so kind to me. You said, I've got much drier bags inside. Why don't you come get in one of those?
That's exactly what I said. And that's exactly what you did.
But you don't remember or know where that first wet bag came from.
I remember asking your name. You just gave me Jeffrey. I remember asking your age.
Jeffrey.
And you said Jeffrey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the only word you knew. I had to train you.
Oh, and you were so patient with me, only slapping me when I absolutely deserved it.
Gentlemen, fire away.
Sorry, fire away.
Yeah, thank you.
If I may interject, I just came out of a wet bag. Do you think there might be a connection?
For you see, after a particularly bad tiff with Amelia, I decided I didn't want to live in this world until I could be sure she was dead. And so I took advantage of an eccentric inventor's first experiments with cryogenic freezing.
I've only read about this. it's still so far away. Technically, it's only 2214. But you did it!
I did it. And, of course, I woke, having lost all my vocabulary aside from my name, and crawled myself to your mansion.
And into my bags.
And hopefully your heart.
Just kiss him. Just kiss him.
Damn it!
Oh, I'm so sorry, Master. I'll clean this up.
So it's the bag. The wet bag. Seems it might have been frozen at some point due to cryogenic freezing.
Well, clearly by some clever inventor who knew how to do that with a wet bag.
That clever inventor was my great, great, great great, great, not so great grandfather. Yes.
Well, then that still doesn't explain why I'm here.
I will explain it. My great-grandfather knew of the prophecy of the fire wave.
Oh, sorry, your great-grandfather. So the great-great-great, not-so-great-grandchild of your great-great...
You're being a pedant again, Amelia.
Fire wave.
You're being a pedant.
I like it. Anyways, yes, he told me about my family history, and he told me of the prophecy that a woman would be needed on a beach.
Come close, Reginald.
Okay.
This... Okay, yes, come close.
I'm close.
Listen to your great-grandfather.
Oh.
Yes, you see what we're doing now.
Yes. Yes, great. What is it, great-grandfather?
I know
what is it?
I know you're just a boy. But heed these words.
Can I play jacks while I heed?
Yes, you may. Pay attention. Pay close attention. There will come a day. A wave of fire. A tsunami. A fire. A fiery tsunami.
Are you Japanese, grandfather?
No.
Fair enough.
Half Japanese.
Ah.
Half Japanese, half Croatian. And I deliver this unto you. A wave of fire will reach Bermuda, or thereabouts, 3 points triangulated. You'll cover that whole triangle. You will need a woman. Or you. You will need to be there.
I will be there.
And there's only one woman who will do. She's in a bag.
Oh.
Right behind you.
Oh! Why are you shoving a watch up my asshole?
You'll get it in 1994.
There. I've explained it, I think, as best I can.
But I don't think the watch story was necessary at all.
Also... How long have I been in this bag?
300 years.
Is the watch still in your ass?
Yes.
Have you found any particular use for it?
Yes.
Does it ever come out during natural functions?
Yes.
Fire wave.
Oh, fire
wave. No, I'd like to know more about this. So then you put it back in every single time.
Yes. I find that it makes the stool that much firmer and stronger.
Amelia, your pedantry is disastrous.
Well, I've been very constipated. If this could be a solution, I want to hear about it.
There is the fire wave, visible to the naked eye, on the way to Bermuda. It must be stopped. The prophecy must be fulfilled.
Wait, well, there's only one thing to do. We must sacrifice the female.
Wait, why is that always the answer?
It's not. That's not the prophecy at all.
I just want to sacrifice the female.
I know you do. She's really a bit much.
Well, I'm not the virgin.
She,
ask
isn't
Jeffrey.
Isn't she just?
Oh, please.
From day one I knew, but I was kind of, you know...
I get it.
Attracted to it, I guess.
It was a bit of a Sam and Diane, whatever that means.
The prophecy said, 4 men and a woman on the beach, here we are, will take a bag and catch the fire wave. That's the prophecy.
The bag is wet.
The bag is cold.
Oh, you're being mad. You're being mad, gentlemen. This bag is this size and that fire wave immense.
I'm sorry, who's a pedant now?
Well, I do know something about backdrafts.
That's it.
Great, add a new idea. That's a wonderful idea.
Use the bag to create a backdraft.
Suck the fire into
the
small space, a vortex of fire. A literal tsunami.
Let's do it.
No, well, if you're looking for someone to... If you're looking for someone to suck air, I believe Amelia can fit the bill.
Meow!
You two need to work your shit out before we save the
Please.
World.
Please.
I don't know that we're capable of it. It really is the basis of
See,
our attraction.
I'm always willing. I've always been willing.
We're just going to have 30 seconds of listening time. Each of you gets a turn. Say whatever you need to say.
Ladies first.
Hey, she can go first. I'm fine with that.
I'll use the watch in my ass to time it. Go!
Wait, do you need to get the watch out first?
I can't talk while I'm doing this!
Okay, well, let's wait till he gets the watch out so it can be timed.
This is what she does every time.
All right, you still have... Go!
You can't say you're willing and make a face like you're not. You, my dear husband, have crazy eyes no matter what it is you're saying, and it always keeps me insecure and on my toes.
10 seconds remaining.
Booyah.
All right, well, now you retort.
I am not a machine you can control, Amelia. There's no stick coming out of me at any point which you can toggle and navigate to get me on keel. I I'm just a man standing on a beach in front of a fireway.
That's time.
Asking a pilot.
Do you feel sufficiently worked out?
You guys feel better, right?
Well, I'm back in love.
Truly?
Yes, move me very much.
I don't want to burn.
I don't want to burn in a wave either.
Let's put this fire in a sack, baby.
All right.
Everybody hold part of the bag.
Wait, quick. Put the watch back in your bottom.
Already taken care of.
Thank you, Reginald. What a professional. Yeah, true. He knows what's up with that watch.
All right, here we go.
Everyone hold the bag.
Right.
Someone has to lure the fire wave this direction.
I guess you could say I wake at the crack of dawn.
Oh, that bad pun did it. Here comes the wave. Oh,
it took me 30 minutes to come up with that pun.
Here it comes.
The wave is coming.
Oh, the wave. It's a wave of fire.
Oh, the bag. Flap the bag. Create the backdrop.
Like the parachute exercises you used to do as children.
That's right. Whoa. Okay. Everybody run underneath the bag.
Bubbles down on the bag.
I'm throwing a ball on the bag. Let's pretend it's popcorn.
Ah!
Okay, well, now everybody out from under the bag. Here comes the wave replacing us.
And commence cryogenic freeze.
Jeffrey, more brandy.
Here we are, just a top.
And good, and
rum into the bag, Jeffrey, into the bag.
There it is. Oh, look at that, the wave's out.
Oh.
Well done. It.
Well, I'm glad you had a woman here for this.
It was in the prophecy.
Yeah, why did we need Amelia Earhart?
I think you always need one.
Prophecy.
Yeah, any sort of a task, you should always have a woman.
She certainly knew what to do. She calmed down Jeffrey.
The woman pilot knew some things after all.
Just pilot. You don't need to say woman pilot.
It's like black president. They find that offensive. You should just call them the president.
It's true. Women do find it offensive when you say black president.
Oh. Yes.
You can keep calling me your manservant, though.
I intend to, Jeffrey.
I'd like to thank the three of you for reuniting me with my husband. We seemed to do everything we could to avoid each other, and now here we are looking at each other and... I look at his naked torso and dirty loincloth and think...
Yes.
Jeffrey, who told you you could put on a loincloth?
I just figured, since it's my birthday...
I'll grant you that.
Oh, is it?
I suppose I should also grant you your freedom, Jeffrey.
No!
Now that it's your birthday and you are in love again.
But how am I to live without you? You've taught me everything, how to be naked.
You have an other to live with. And she can teach you your name all over again with whatever means necessary.
Every time you forget, I'll just wake you up screaming, Jeffrey! Jeffrey!
That's the spot!
Gentlemen, another successful outing for the Secret Society. Cheers!
Cheers!
The end?
Question mark?
Becky Johnson and Roger Bainbridge, everybody.
Fire Wave of the Bermuda Triangle. Improvised by Illusionoid. Starring Paul Bates and Nug Nargang. With special guests, Paul Constable, Roger Bainbridge, and Becky Johnson. Live music and sound effects by Chris New. Recorded live at the Bad Dog Comedy Theater in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, August 28th, 2014. Illusionoid can be heard on Stitcher. Listen to over 25,000 radio shows, podcasts, and live radio stations for free on your iPhone, iPad, Android, and PC. Discover the best of news, entertainment, comedy, sports, and talk radio on demand with Stitcher Radio. This episode is brought to you by the Bad Dog Theater Company. For over 20 years, the award-winning Bad Dog Theater Company has specialized in the art of unscripted comedy and improvised performance, and has provided affordable, accessible improv training for thousands of people of all ages and experience. And now, the Bad Dog Theater Company has a brand new home on Bloor Street in Toronto. For information about showtimes and how you can take classes, go to baddogtheater.com. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode, tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod, or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a review, as your ratings help us climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.